The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Wow, we are at the very end of the 2016 year. So we have a lot that we're going to pack into this show because this is our annual month-by-month angel guidance for the upcoming year of 2017. We do this every year at the beginning, so we're doing it today so you can kind of get a heads up right before we go into the new year, because on next week's show, that's when we'll start the month-to-month. So we do the whole year quickly, so I'm going to be going over it quickly for each month. We got 12 to go through. And then once a month, right before the new month comes in, we'll go into that month a little bit more. So next week we'll do January angel guidance. So today is the whole year of 2017. And this is something that I take time with intention for what I need to deliver to all of us, including myself. What do we all need to know? Each of you are going through unique situations, growth, challenges, successes, you name it. What I want to bring up is 2016 is not a cursed year. It's not like it's a cursed year. Yes, we saw a lot. We lost a lot of people, and my condolences are going out to everybody out there that is grieving over some sort of loss, whether they're celebrities that we all know or individual families or friends. I just want you to know my heart goes out to every one of you, and I just feel it all through with tingles when I say that for all of you. But here's the thing. It's not a cursed year. Yes, it was a challenging year, and it was a year to show us how much more we have within us that we didn't even know we had. You're finding out how much stronger you actually were. You're finding out that you can overcome things you didn't think you could. You're finding out that old ways just didn't work anymore. And this is what we've been wrapping up in the last, especially it ramped up in the last few months. Today also is a new moon. It's a new moon in Capricorn. So we're doing this with the new moon because that I love that. I love how my show landed on that day. It doesn't always do that. But we're working with Capricorn new moon. Now, what does that mean? Well, we're also in a Mercury retrograde for another week or so. It's January 7th or 9th, I believe. I don't have that right in front of me, but I wasn't focusing on retrograde. However, the retrograde does do this for us. It's a review time. What I like about this particular new moon, and as I give you this information for what we can expect in guidance and how we can move through 2017 to make the most of the energies and make the most of it. Okay, that's really what this is about. You can make decisions every day that change everything. But the retrograde with this particular new moon is interesting because this moon is bringing in a peace and a calm, just everybody calm down. It's one of those. It's like, everybody just calm down. It's going to be okay. And we're just going to gently review so you can tidy up your list of what you want to bring into 2017 and what you want to leave in 2016 and not take with you. Things like that. So that's actually a good thing. It really is. And the whole year, like I said, not a curse. It has challenged us, and it's because we're in some of the big transformative times we've ever seen, ever. I don't even know if I've seen, we see big things in history, but wow, we're right here living through it, every one of us, and we're doing it together. So with that, Because I'm going to be starting quickly, I want to go quickly over an email. Because we're talking about wrapping up 2016, I received an email. We have an email bag for those that like to do that. If you listen to podcasts, you just can go right over to my website and contact us that way. If you're on the newsletter, I put the links in there for that, and it's a little bit easier for them. They get the updates every week on Wednesday for the upcoming show. So this email comes from Renee, and she says, "Hi, Jen. Been feeling this past week so out of sorts and can't seem to shake it. This past year, my son passed away in April." Ooh. Love to you. I know that's tough. "And I thought I was holding up through the holidays pretty good, but maybe it's subconsciously affecting me. This year, to say the least, has been very taxing on many levels for me, but I always bounce back. I've been struggling these past 2 weeks for some reason. I know we're at the end of a 9-year cycle, and I feel my angels have been preparing me for the next 9-year cycle for a very long time. To bring awareness and to help others in significant ways. Can you tell me what you feel or see? As always, love your show and stories and insights you always share. You are a true light from God to help other people figure out what they are not sure about or trying to find their inner self. Thank you, Renee." And my humble thank you and gratitude for your kind words. And I'm glad that the show does that for you. So thank you for sharing that. Well, first of all, you're pretty much right on the money there, Renee. The last few months have really ramped up for us to really get organized and be ready to move into 2017 and let things go. Here's the thing that I am picking up. And it's literally just coming in right now, and it's kind of a chill. I'm picking up from Archangel Azrael, which is the angel that can kind of help. It helps people cross over. It also helps with the communications of people that are our loved ones over there. But your son is doing fantastic, by the way, and wants his mother to be happy. And here's the thing that they're telling me to remind you of. They're happy when we're happy living our life. They don't want us to stop living our life because they moved on and transitioned into a different dimension. And that's really all it is, because nobody dies. We're just not using our vehicle of the body anymore. When someone younger dies that we're not expecting like that, like a child, sometimes they have chosen that in their contract. And I'm talking from metaphysical and this perspective. And people sometimes have a very hard time with, why did a child die? Or why does someone younger, you know, your child could be, you know, like Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher. My goodness, it's your child. It doesn't matter the age. And it sometimes is, what is it that we need to learn from that? And I'm feeling a great love coming through to you that is from your son, but from all the angels that say, don't let up, Renee. It is not over for you yet. Your happiness will still come through. We can truly have our happiness, even though we've had great loss like that. And I've experienced great loss too. I understand that. We're not forgetting about somebody. These are things that are just popping into my head that I need to share with you. We're not forgetting about somebody, and we're not loving them any less when we start to be happy because they're not here. And it's not because they're not here we're not, you know, we're being happy. It's because we're moving on with our journey. That's important for you to hear, because they are happy. They love when we are living our life and living it to the fullest. Our loved ones that have crossed, they love that. And your son is sending that message. And it came through the Archangel Azrael. And I thought, wow, what a beautiful gift. You're feeling in the last couple of weeks, because that's exactly what this last couple of weeks is about. It's a review over the whole, really the last year. So it makes sense that it would come up and be a little bit more on the edge. You're feeling the remnants and the last little bits that you just need to review and release. So I'm not saying that reviews are easy, especially when there's a grieving in place. No, I understand that. And we're not trying to take that away, because your heart is opening and you will feel all of it, all the emotions, you know, the grieving and the love. I mean, we grieve when we love somebody like that. And we also are learning to expand our love beyond the veil, beyond boundaries. There are no boundaries when it comes to love. And there is such a joy when they're happy when we're happy. So you think about that, because we're always wanting our children to be happy. That's going to help you get to that next step you're looking to get to and just kind of get you there. They support us all the time, but they're also moving on in their journey and living their life. They're not stuck or trapped or anything. I'm not feeling anything but good things with that, with your son. And Azriel coming through like that is because he's being very healthy with it. He's doing fantastic. And he's kind of a gatekeeper with that. So he's, you know, really coming through gently, and it's very, very beautiful. So I wanted to give you that. So please know that all is well. Yes, you're feeling it. You're feeling it because of the retrograde, and now some peace is going to come through. And getting used to not having so much drama in your life, Renee, is another one. So there you go. Wow. And oh my goodness, it looks like we got a couple of callers lining up. And when we take these callers, guys, I want you to know we're going to go quickly so I can get through the 12 months, and we're going to be mixing it in and out. So just so you know, because I want to get through the whole 12 months. So with that said, my goodness, we are getting close to a break. So I don't have time to bring anybody on. When we come back, we're going to do January and February quickly, then I'm going to bring on the first caller. So you guys know what I'm going to do. So I'm going to do a couple, then bring a caller on. And we'll try to weed them in that way. So if you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We're going to take a short break, and we will be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
We're back. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and we're working with the angel guidance for the upcoming year of 2017. So let's go over. We're going to go over them quickly. We're also taking callers, 1-800-930-2819. We have YouTube chat going on as well, if you're over in the YouTube with us. And we are video streaming. So you can go to YouTube, The Jen Royster on YouTube, or my website, jennroyster.com, for the live video stream. We're also audio streaming with WBLQ in Westerly, Rhode Island, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. So we're bringing it. We're just bringing it. So here we go. January is going to give us a little reprieval from all of this and cleaning up and all that. So here's the important message that's big. Of course, it comes in with Archangel Michael, and he is bringing in, it's time to switch over to some positive thoughts. We've done plenty of sorting, cleaning out the closets in the end of 2016. Time to bring that focus, because positive changes are occurring and they are coming. So he's bringing in optimal time to bring in the focus on the positive side of life. So January is a catch your breath. Oh, take a deep breath and know that you will see challenges, and life will continue to have its ups and downs, but how are you responding to it, or how are you reacting, and are you looking for the most positive outcome in everything that happens? So Michael's there for you in January, and that's what he's saying. So I thought, wow, that's a relief, right? So that's what January is. So you're going to be practicing more positive focus with intention, okay? Now February, Archangel Michael continues into February, but he also brings in Shamuel. Shamuel, I love Shamuel because he is very much about the creative inspiration, one step at a time, you know, kind of like a career counselor, a guidance counselor, whatever it might be in your life. Michael is like, Michael's there to keep the strength. I mean, he has the strength of, I don't know. I always love it when he's in the corner, and I love working with him on a daily basis. But he is saying, don't second guess the peace when it's here. Embrace it and allow it. Have you ever noticed that we are so not used to peace, and maybe there's so much chaos or crazy stuff going on, that when the peace is there, you're like, is that too good to be true? You want to start embracing peace when it comes through, okay? Shemuel will help you with one step at a time. And when you put that focus and just move that fear out, which Michael will help you do, creativity can start to ignite. And I really, really like that a lot. Now, we're also working with energies of the 2 months. So if I go back to January, the energy is about revealing blocked intuition. So you're going to work to open it up by keeping your focus positive. And then the truth of you starts to come out. You're going to release the fear. And that's just going to be a relief of peace. Now, the energy for February, of course, I love this part. It comes up with the angel of love. How cool is that? And, you know, meditation is going to be very important, especially when you're working with Shemuel for the one step at a time. If you're in a new venture, a new relationship, whatever it is you're passionate about, the meditation is going to bring insight very, very clearly. So that's what we have for the first 2 months. And let's go ahead and bring on the first caller, Brian.
Oh, yes, we will. It's Anna from California. Welcome, Anna. What can Jen do for you today?
Hello, Anna.
Okay. It's Deborah from Missouri. Deborah, what can we do for you?
Okay. Well, I'm going to move over. That's okay. Maybe there's a connection there and they'll probably pop back up, Brian. I'm going to move over to the chat because we have some things in the chat. Okay. We have Candace in the chat over on the video stream in YouTube, and she's saying, my best friend, my BFF, lost her mom yesterday, but she was able to be there with her as she transitioned. My friend is very awake and knew the planets were aligned. Oh, so much love. I keep getting these chills of you guys. Oh my gosh, I keep feeling it. And the path was open for her to gently glide over. It was an interesting year. Well, wow. So many blessings and love to everyone involved in that. And she does have a question. If you can get to it, I think we got to you. I'm trying to release my coloring book on Amazon. Should I wait until after the new year? It seems I keep running into issues. Thanks if you can. Okay if not. All right. She was being very patient, and look how you got bumped up to the front of the line. My goodness. First of all, I've seen this coloring book she has. It's beautiful. She sent me a copy and it's absolutely gorgeous. And coloring books are fun. It's one of those grown-up mandala coloring books. They're fun, and they're very meditative, by the way. Absolutely do not give up the dream of getting it onto Amazon. The issues are just the prep work. It's not necessarily an issue. It's divine timing on you don't want it out there so soon that you weren't ready, and it has a bumpy start. So when you see things like that happening, I'm feeling this immediately, and it's actually coming in from Shemuel because he was still kind of lingering there, and he said, oh, this is that one step at a time thing, girl, and don't worry, because as you learn one aspect that you may not have been aware of when it comes to big launches like that, then another one will come in, and sometimes it can take a lot more than we ever realized when we first started. It's sometimes there's a lot more steps to it than we ever realized. I mean, I've seen that happen. And it's not a discouragement at all. So just keep plugging along. Keep plugging along, because Shemuel is coming in into February, but you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait for that one bit. So just know that it's coming through for you, and it's going to be great. And see how much time we got? A little bit. Okay, let's bring Anna back on. Brian, looks like you got Anna.
All right, we got Anna back on. Welcome, and what can Jen do for you today, Anna?
Good morning, Dr. Jen. I just wanted to see what messages my angels have for me.
Okay, Anna, welcome to the show. And where are you? Oh, you're in California, so welcome earlier for you. And you know what? I'm feeling for you, Anna, that you're going to be able to take... this is what I'm feeling. I'm feeling this warmth of a soft color blue, almost a powdered blue, started coming around immediately right when you started to speak. And I felt three different angels. And I'm asking who they are. I know Michael is one, but the other one that's coming through is Raphael, which is very much a healing angel. And then I also see Ariel coming in for you. And the three together are saying, she has learned strength, great strength in areas that she did not know. And you may not feel like that. I get the impression you feel very tired right now a little bit. But then what I'm seeing for 2017 is beautiful, because you're going to be able to take a deep breath. You're going to be able to go, wow, I had no idea I could do that. I had no idea the strength I had within me. And you're going to start to feel good about yourself. That's what I'm getting. How is that?
Wow, you have to know what that means.
No, go ahead and say what you want to say. We have a delay, so that's what I was hearing. But I kind of like this message. Have you been drawn to blue?
No, I haven't, but I've been studying all about personal development and just remembering where you came from and your source and all that good stuff. So with you saying that, it means a lot to me.
Yes, actually, it's a very, it's like a kudos. You worked hard. You'll still be working and growing and learning in 2017, but you're also going to acknowledge the self-growth that you have just done. You're going to start to see it. And I thought, you know, everybody's been so busy just trying to maintain what they've been doing. And some people feel like they're in survivor mode right now. We're going to start to see it differently as we move into the year where, what I thought I was surviving. Wow, did I learn a lot during that time? I think a lot of people are going to feel that way, but I really saw that around you, Anna. And I thought that was really beautiful. I felt very calm just tapping into that.
Oh, well, thank you, Dr. Jen. I really needed to hear that.
Oh, absolutely. You are so welcome, because I love that message for you. And thanks for hanging in there and staying on the line. If you are calling in, 1-800-930-2819. We're about to go to break in another minute here or so. So thank you, Anna, for calling in. That was a beautiful message and a lot of encouragement for all the listeners. We have so much to tell you and deliver in this show. So each segment, I'm going to go through some of the months. We've done January, February. The first two months are going to feel a little bit more like you can breathe and you have a little bit of space to catch your breath. At the same time, don't get too slack and lackadaisical. Michael's saying that right up the bat. He goes, this is going to feel like, oh, I can catch my breath and absorb. And it's also to acknowledge and a self-love of learning, like we were saying with Anna, of learning what we are going to have capable to us, and how much we have grown and learned. However, that doesn't mean just stop growing and stop moving forward. You still want to be proactive. So we're going to learn how to be proactive and catch our breath and feel a little more relaxed. Why? Because we're starting to resonate and catch up with the higher speed of the frequency. When that frequency first came in, it felt like everything was going too fast, too fast, too fast. When time and space and all the timelines are starting to feel like they mix all together, you'll feel that a little bit, but it's okay. You're going to align to it. Everybody's working to align in their own way on their own journey. And quickly before we go to break, I'm going back over to the chat over on YouTube. Candace is like saying thank you. I've been through editing and covering cover design. She's talking about her book, her color book. It's been well received. But then there's the tiny little details, like you said. Absolutely, Candace. Don't give up. You're just beginning this incredible journey. Sometimes we have to, when we can catch our breath, and we can, it's kind of like this. If you can bring more oxygen in, you know, oxygen feeds the brain. Now you can think clearly. So now we're learning with the higher frequency. We're going to keep moving, but we're going to actually also breathe. It's interesting. It's like you're going faster, more productive, but slowing down at the same time is what's going to feel like. It's actually just going to be relaxing into the new frequency. Think of it that way. We're relaxing into the new frequency. I'm really excited about 2017. I think it has a lot to offer. So I'm looking forward to it. We're going to take that short break now. When we come back, we're going to start with March. We're going to do a few more, and then we'll see if anybody's on the line or if there's anything in the chat. Guys, you're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
We are back, and I'm excited about 2017. I'm sitting here with so many things going on in my mind, but I'm actually feeling very upbeat, excited, like this is what we've been waiting for, this new beginning of the 9-year cycle, which starts with 2017. So guys, if you've been having it a little bumpy, just know you're wrapping it up so you can close that book, that chapter of your journey, and begin a new one. And it's not even the same as regular January resolutions. You know, the New Year's resolutions that fade out. This one's different. This one will keep going into a brand new 9-year, okay? It's just going to keep evolving and evolving as we move forward. So let's get on with it. We did January and February. Hang on, callers, and hang on, chat. I want to get some more of these out. We have March. Let's talk about March. And March, woo, Archangel Raziel came through. And Raziel seems to be a very favorite angel that people like. Over on my YouTube, it's one of the strongest, highest hits on the video that I have with the miracles and how to work with Raziel on that. So you can look that up on my YouTube channel. It's one of the shows we did. I'll be honest with you, it was a few months ago, so you could just look it up. I don't remember what date. Anyway, Raziel comes in because March is more of a, okay, you had a couple of months of, you know, calm down, you know, kind of getting the clarity. Now that you've worked with the meditating with Shamuel and you've calmed down, you had the peace and, you know, you kind of got the clear air and the breath of fresh air flowing through you, it's time to go inward again, kind of the turning inward like the hermit. And when it says hermit, it's not a negative. It's more of a just turning inward with that. So you're going inward because it's now time to focus that a little bit. If you have a business, if you have a career thing. So March is going to be a motivating month with that. But in order to steer clearly and to hear your guidance, you're going to want to turn inward just a little bit. You want to allow that to have a priority with time. You know, don't just go, oh, I'm too busy, I'll do that later. Make that like the first part of your day. Raziel can really bring around some miraculous things. If you had a word to say, if it was magic, it would be him, because he's very interesting to work with, and he will kind of give you a nudge, a little bit of an exercise or something like it's. He reminds me of a workbook or an exercise to practice a skill. That's how I know him to work with me, and he's going to wait for you to become proactive with that. So heads up on that. So that one is the one for March, and the energy is you're learning to have more capacity for your community, to expand your tolerance, your love, your generosity, everything to give and receive a little bit more. So you're going to feel that energy. Going inward, believe it or not, helps you help on an outward level in your community. So I thought that was really interesting. You know, how does that work? You go in to send out bigger, okay? That's what that one's going to be about. So Let's move into April. And then we have Archangel Gabriel, the communications angel. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And this one is about creativity. So if you have, if you're an artist or anything you're creating brand new, Gabriel will be very active in the month of April to help you with that. He helps with children, communication and relationships. What I find interesting is it, some of these angels have come in a couple of times for the whole year, but this one in particular is coming in for April. And I thought, I love this. It's like a new birth of a new beginning, a new creativity, a new launch of something. It might be a big month for launches of businesses. It's interesting to see because March and April in the spring, it looks like that's the motivation that I see revving up. So if you were to just take it and break it down, don't be overwhelmed and jump all the way to April. If you're still in the February, work with the month energy. And if you do that, you'll be ready when all of that activity happens. So I found that really interesting. And another thing that came up with the energy for April is it's a healer. It's a healer energy coming in. You're going to learn about the healer within yourself. You're going to learn how to heal your life, yourself, and be able to share that with others in ways you didn't know you could. I thought that was very interesting. It could be as simple as something in the diet change or a recipe. It could be, you know, something that you've come up with and you know what, this has really helped me. This helped me let go. This helped me forgive. It's going to be related to healing on a personal level that you will be able to share in your community. So that came up for April. I thought, how cool is that? I'm looking at time here. I'm going to do one more May because I got to get through these. Energy for May. Energy for May is, the angel for May is Ariel, Archangel Ariel. And I love Ariel because Ariel comes through with strength, courage, the fearlessness. It's always strong, strong, strong. It's fearless. It's, you know, you don't run out of strength. It's gentle with a feminine vibe to it, like feminine energy. It has more kindness, compassion, but you're going to feel that surging with you. And that's going to be a great strength in May. Now, if you look at, you have March and April that are revving up and ramping up for some launch of something brand new for you. And that could just literally be you're getting married. It could be you're moving into some new part of your life. It doesn't have to be a business thing. It could be anything. Ariel comes right in behind it with the strength. And I thought, I love how they do that. I do. I love how they do this. And it just unveils itself in a beautiful way. And it gives us right what we need right when we need it. So the energy for May is the journey. The journey is the upcoming, how you're traveling in your journey. It's how you're shifting, how you're flexing with the changes and the corners and the turns. Everything we went through in 2016 and before that has been ramping us up to how we can be more flexible as our journey has different turns in it. I mean, it's like driving directions. You're not going to freak out because you have a left turn coming, right? You're just going to take a left turn, right? That's what's going on here. So there's a journey energy there that's going to help you with the navigation through all this creativity and all this new launch and a new direction that you're going. Wow. I got to listen to this to remember some of this because they're feeding me as we're going. Now, where are we on time? I'm going quickly. If the caller is there, let's try to bring on the caller, Brian.
All righty. Let's bring on Deborah from the Show Me State of Missouri. Deborah, what can we do for you today?
Hi.
We got to go quick.
Has a big message for me. So that's all I know right now.
And who was that has a big message?
Archangel Michael.
Oh, okay. Your big one is, you know, this is going to sound kind of funny, but it's coming in immediately for you really quick. He's going, hold on to your girdle, Myrtle. You know that old phrase? Yeah. Life's going to be exciting for you in 2017 is going to be a fun one for you. It's like, you know, get ready to, you know, for the adventure. I feel adventure around you, and it's adventure on your personal journey. And Michael's like, you know, just be ready. Be ready for surprise. Be ready for good surprise. Don't go into anxiety that it's a bad surprise. That's not what he means at all. It has a very positive beat and upbeat message to it. It feels very good. So with that said, I know we're going fast on these messages, but immediately it was, hang on. It's like, put your seatbelt on. We're going to go, Deborah. We're going to go. We're going to rock and roll this one. And it feels like that. I feel all pepped up when I'm talking about that to you. And that's the message he has for you.
That sounds awesome.
I feel energized. I don't know if you do. I feel like I just took a bunch of Wheaties or something. Like, wait a minute, where did that come from? So, yeah, no, that was awesome. And thank you, Michael, for that, because I feel like Deborah could use that right now. She knows she's been working and learning, and you've been sticking it out. Don't give up now. There's going to be some interesting things coming for you in 2017. I don't know what they are. He's just saying, hang on. It's kind of like you're going on this, what are you, the show me state, right? He's getting ready to show you, girl. He is. So anyway, okay. I'm going to have to go. I got to go because we're running. I keep losing my headphones here. I know they keep sliding down. It's interesting because it's a high, okay, vibrant energy, Deborah. So enjoy the process and know when you have, you'll know it when it pops up, and it's going to be scattered throughout the year. So take good care of yourself and be ready to really enjoy the journey, because it's getting ready to start a brand new style for you. So thank you for calling in and hanging in there and waiting on us.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye. I know, guys, I got to go fast. Quickly, quickly, quickly. We have 1 minute, but I want to go back over to the chat and YouTube. We have another one here. We got... I think it says Mashana 757. So I'll stay with that because I'm not sure if we're revealing who that is. But we are saying here, we say, hi, Dr. Jen, I just want to take a sec to thank you so very much for sharing your gifts and the guidance from the angels with us over the years. I truly love and appreciate you. Oh, thank you. Oh, my goodness. You guys are so sweet. I'm feeling the love. I'm looking forward to the new year, and I'm setting my intention now to focus on devolving and utilizing my spiritual gifts in 2017. You inspire me. And then she writes Shadonna. Okay, so now she's saying her name. So I just love that. And, you know, thank you for that so much. We're going to take another break, because when we come back, I am going to really push, because I got to get a few more months out. We will start with, it looks like, where are we? June. We're going to start with June when we come back. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
We are back for the last segment, and I've got June to December to do, so I'm going to get rocking and rolling here. Now, if you're just tuning in, we're doing the angel guidance for the upcoming year of 2017. We've already done January through May. So here we go with June. June is Archangel Jophiel. I love that. That one's the one when you need some positive vibes and, you know, feel good and kind of celebration and all of that. And it came in with Gabriel, the communication angel. So Jophiel and Gabriel for June. And it was like celebrating. I love that. That's like the month that everybody gets married and all kinds of stuff. You know, it's always a popular month for that. But June is going to be a very celebration month. So good, positive vibes. And, you know, if you are feeling like you're in a slump and you need that positive vibe, that's why Jophiel's coming through. So look to Jophiel to keep your energy up high in a celebratory type of vibe for June, and you will get the most out of June, whatever you're going through. The energy, the possibilities, There's all these possibilities that are coming up, many options. It sounds like it's going to be a very good month for happiness, you know, really feeling like, okay, it's working. I'm really feeling this. And I thought strength, moving forward with motion, excitement. Oh, it was just good. That was June. Now, remember, guys, every month we're going to go through each month in detail. You'll be able to call in, send your questions in for that whole month. So next week is January. We're going to go into January for angel guidance, and we'll be able to do each month more detail. We'll do that once a month for the upcoming month. So let's move over to July, Archangel Michael again. And this one is about, you're going to have some decisions to make in July. Don't stress. You've had a wonderful year already that you can see how the vibe is just flowing through. But when July comes up, you're going to have some decisions to make. Big decisions don't mean they're negative. Some of them could be big choices in your life. But don't stress out. Michael's going to be right there with you. He can bring clarity, even if it's a big business venture or something with a relationship that needs a big decision. It could be, you know, your future. What are you working on the future? So the energy is going to be, you're going to want some patience with this. Patience is important with the July energy in making that decision. It's going to be, you've been practicing that, you know, what that felt like in the first of the year with, I can breathe, but I can still move. You're going to be reapplying that a little bit. What you learned with that energy, you're going to be bringing that energy in yourself. You're going to learn that you have a lot of ability to move the energy the way you want it to move for you personally and positively, because that's how we manifest the reality we live in. Okay, so the energy is going to have some patience with the options. You know, just hang in there. You're going to be fine through it. Just know that, you know, you might need to work with the breathing and the slowing down to bring in the clarity. And that's what you're going to want patience with yourself on, because you'll be practicing what you learned earlier in the year. August, let's go to August. Let's see, timeline. I'm going okay. All right, August is, Archangel Metatron. I love that one. You know, the Metatron cube, you know, that's the chariot. That's, you know, that's kind of our vehicle for ascension. And I love that one. That's a really good one. That means you've really gone through a challenging situation with everything you've been learning in your own journey. Whatever was challenging to you is what it's referring to. And congratulations, you are arriving. You are ascending. You are moving in a very good way. You have learned to grow in capacity. Metatron, if you feel like, well, I don't know, maybe, maybe not, Metatron can help you a lot with that, because he's very much about the metaphysics and the spiritual growth and ascension. That's what the chariot's about, the Metatron cube, so to speak. That one's a very powerful angel to work with, just like Raziel too. They're all powerful in their own way, but those two, whoa, those are for the ones that are really looking for ascension. And you're really serious about your spiritual growth, you know, look into what they can do. You're going to expand in gratitude, capacity. The heart will have expanded a lot more by then. So you will have this capacity to give and receive in bigger ways. Okay, that's a good thing. The energy is going to be, you're going to learn strategy. You're going to learn a strategy in a positive way for the path you're on. You're going to learn how to be more strategic with how you make decisions. I thought that was kind of interesting. So when we move into September, we've got Michael again, and it's a fiery energy on that month. You know, you put a lot of work and energy into the situation, and now it's kind of like, okay, now don't let your guard down. It's not like a negative. It's not like don't let your guard down, like you have to. Let me put it this way. Be aware of everything around you. You know, don't let anything take advantage of what you've worked hard for. Don't think negatively, but at the same time, be aware and protect what you've built so and worked so hard for. Basically, Michael is a protector, so he's coming through with that message. And the energy is, watch out for feeling indecisive. I will help you find clarity when you need to make decisions. That's kind of a rollover. And I see that working and kind of rolling through into September from August. So decisions are there. You're going to be making decisions, but you're going to learn to stand stronger and confident in your decisions. You're going to have I just see this really, it's just ramping up and just, I mean, I'm kind of learning this with you as I'm telling you about it. I see it being, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. You're going to look back in another year ahead and go, wow. Okay. Now, January, you're going to go, wow, what you learned in 2016. This year looks really, really cool, especially for a number one year and a beginning year for the beginning of the ninth cycle. So it's got a lot to offer. And so I really want to see everyone making the most of it. In the last few days here, if you got anything left over to get rid of, deal with it, let it go. Is it really worth staying angry about anything? All that kind of stuff. Because you're going to want to have a clean slate moving into 2017 if you can. We got three more months. I'm going to go really fast here. October, we got Archangel Jophiel and Shamuel again, the one with peace. And this is about, it's all manifesting what you've been working hard on. If you've been working through the months and you've been applying, you're going to start seeing some manifesting, probably sooner than this, but you're going to see it. You're going to find that concerns are fading over what, you know, the way you used to worry back in the other previous years. You're going to just feel stronger in all of that. You're going to have much more positive when it comes to finances or anything that you have going on. October's looking very positive for that. Okay. Shamuel comes through again, one step at a time. So keep that in mind. The energy is watch out for anything you might be attached to in an old negative pattern that might try to pop up. Don't get reattached to that. That's the energy that you want to stand strong in. You're staying detached from all the negative responses that you may have worked so hard to relieve yourself of. Watch out for something popping up like that. But it doesn't have to be a big deal. Just go, oh, I see you, but we're not doing it that way anymore. That's what I do. And it's really worked out well. I'm suggesting that to you. Two more months here. November, Archangel Michael. We also have, you know, examine the truth of your situation. What truths can you pull out? What have you learned in your first year of beginnings so far? What could you correct if you didn't like one thing or the other? Because like I said, you're going to have your ups and downs. It's really going to be the way you respond to a lot of stuff. And, you know, make the necessary adjustments. Be open to review and make necessary adjustments. And I'm here for you, so you're not afraid of that. The energy is going to be, you know, if you do this, the cornucopia comes through. Whoa, you know what the cornucopia is, the abundance symbol. And that's a big one. Joy, fulfillment, happiness, all your needs met, whatever. Look to energy in November being very positive to support you, but make sure you do the review. Okay, you see what I mean? Don't be afraid to do the review. You need to, because those little tweaks are going to help this come through. And our last month, very, very quickly, we have December, Jophiel, and Gabriel. This one is a celebration. It's the end of the year. That magician, that means the magic is happening and you have manifested this. We will go into that much deeper. I've run out of time, but I just want to say we have a lot to look forward to in 2017, guys. There is nothing but, you know, positive coming. But guess what? You got to choose it. I want to thank you guys so much. I had to go fast to get all 12 months in. Next week, we're doing January 2017, the Angel Guidance. I want to say thank you for listening. We'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.